Highlights of Africa is certainly a natural title that we would have after returning from our month and a half journey into Africa and Europe. This is Dr. Herbert Barley speaking, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California. Highlights of Africa can only begin to tell of some of the things that we have experienced. Dr. Ellen Jeremini and I spent the time in Europe visiting with our students over there and talking to our students and sharing with them, and also spending almost, 2 or 3 weeks down in Africa, in Nigeria and in Ghana. One of the things that we experienced down there, besides conducting two very fantastic ordinations, were the people. And now you might say, well, what else would you do if you go to another area but experience the people? Well, a lot of people just experience themselves. They travel the world and they don't get involved with the people's lives. But we did. We were in one church, and here in America, we might not call it a church, but it was the home of one of our students. And attached to his home, he had a room which had not yet the roof on, nor the floor, nor any of the other things, but it had a bunch of benches in it, and it was evening. The sun was just dropping down over the horizon, and there were about 5 or 6 little faces in that room looking up at the teacher. And he looked down at them with love and compassion in his heart, and he was teaching them to sing the joy songs. And one of the joy songs was, "I Like Me." And they started to sing that with such a lusty voice that the palm trees and the banana trees and the coconut trees and all of the other trees in the whole variety and the palm frond roofs of the homes nearby were shimmering with the voices of these children. But if you've ever seen The Bishop's Wife, this is one of the standard Christmas stories that's on video. In The Bishop's Wife, the angel was guiding the choir, unbeknownst to the choir that it was an angel guiding them. And the little boys who were supposed to be singing in the choir were outdoing everything except being in the choir. And so the angel just thought, and in they appeared. They came walking in through doors. They came walking in through all sorts of areas. They jumped through a window even. Well, here in Nigeria, as we were watching these children and watching them sing, a face would peek through the window, an open window, because they didn't have any closed windows there. Another face would peek through the door, and then a little boy would come in holding the hand of his younger brother, and they would go over and sit on a seat together, and the little girls would slide to one side to make room. And before you knew it, there was 100 little children in there, all singing lustily in perfect English, "I like me, I like me, I like me." And as they sang, the radiance of their voices, the joy of their hearts just sprung out and made you just melt. And everyone had goosebumps. And then we looked out the window, and here were more faces peeking in. And adults, the neighbors and friends of the community who just heard these voices and could not resist coming and being part of it, they came. Well, all things come to an end. And it was time for the children to go home. And I had been joining with them singing "I Bless Nigeria," teaching them that they have a wonderful country and they should respect and honor their country by saying, "I bless Nigeria, land that I love. I stand beside her and guide her with the light from within." And I was working with them, and Ellen was working with them. Together we were teaching them to sing these songs, and they sang it from the top of their voices, and they let it ring out through the heavens, and they took a new look at their own country through that song. Well, as they were leaving, they held our hands, and they didn't want to leave. They wanted to hold us and take us with them to their homes and show us to their mommies and daddies and so forth. But instead, I grabbed one child's hand and kissed it. And it was a little girl, and she took her hand and stuck it inside of her shirt. She didn't want to ever lose that kiss. And then another little boy and another little girl, and pretty soon the parents were standing nearby, and they were putting out their hand for a hand kiss. And everybody did this. And then they would go in a circle, and they'd come back again. And, you know, that's quite a few. It seemed like there were 300 or 400. And there was only really 100 people there. But we had such a good time, and it was so wonderful. Well, you know, that was the beginning of the hand-kissing bit. Ellen and I were invited to every school in the area. And the schools are not like normal schools. These schools each have anywhere from 100 to 1,000 students in them. And we went to one school where there was 1,000 students in it on all levels. And it was owned by a Unity minister who owned the school, and he owned the buildings around it, and he owned the church. And he just happened to have a lot of money, and so he invested it in what he felt was an important thing. Well, all the students lined up in the school so beautifully. And as they lined up in the school in their different colored uniforms for the level of class that they were on, they were getting ready to go out. And we stopped first in one of the classrooms. And as we looked in the classroom, all these boys and girls looked out, and they had the most eager look on their face. And so I said, "Ellen, go teach them. I blessed Nigeria." And so Ellen went in front of this group, and she says, "All right, boys and girls, we're going to sing a special song." And they looked at her, and of course, everyone who looks at Ellen instantly falls in love with her. And so they immediately did everything she told them to do. And she taught them to sing the song, and they sang the song. But while they were singing the song, boys and girls that were supposed to be going to other rooms and supposed to be going out on the parade ground in preparation for greeting us, they came in the room. And pretty soon the room was just so packed full, like sardines. And then the principal came in and says, "All right, time to go out now." And again, they wanted to touch Ellen and tell her how much they loved her and wanted to hold hands. And they went out. And they went out on the parade ground, actually playground, but we call it parade ground because they were parading around. And they had their drums, and they had their musical instruments, and they had their songs. And each group was singing a different song with a different melody. And then they lined up in front of us, and they set us up on a big dais in front of them with all the other teachers. And then the instructors introduced us and said, "These are our friends from America." And all the children says, "Welcome, welcome, welcome." They've been trained to say it. We know that. But it sounded very good. It sounded very warm. And we said, "Thank you, thank you, thank you." You know, because I'm sure they had other people who came as dignitaries and were greeted. Well, then a girls' choir got up to sing for us. And they sang the most roaring songs you could imagine. We couldn't understand a bit of them. It was sung in their natural dialect. But they sung it with all of their heart, and we just listened carefully, trying to pick up a word to hear the pidgin English, but it didn't come through. Then finally they sang in English for us, and it was beautiful. And I have a number of pictures that I've taken of this, and they turn out very nice. So then the speeches began, and they asked me to give a talk. And I spoke to the young people, telling them that they are the future of Nigeria. And it's not a matter that they're the future, because Nigeria has no past. Nigeria is a nation that is lying on a bed of black liquid gold, pure oil, one of the most seventh greatest natural reserve of oil in the world. And so far, the money hasn't come down to the people. But I told them, put the cause in motion that their governmental officials want to do everything for the people, by the people, with the people, and that they're interested in having good highways, good schools, good sanitation, good programming for everyone, you know, to have the cities be beautiful cities, have it be the garden spot of the world. And they liked that, of course, and I liked it too. And they began singing that song, and we ended up singing that song on television in Nigeria. We sang it in several churches, many, many churches. Every day we had three opportunities to stop and talk to groups of people. And it was exciting. Of course, three times a day we stopped and talked to groups of people who were planned. And a dozen more times a day we stopped and talked to people where it wasn't planned, where they were just friends and neighbors of our hosts who said, oh, well, you've got to meet so-and-so. And of course, the minute they came, their whole family came and other people came, and we had a chance to share so beautifully. And we'll be telling more about these adventures in the gist, and we'll be telling more about these adventures on our internet stories here for you too, because they are such fun and they are such a delightful experience. But the University of Healing is traveling all over the world. We've been to throughout Europe, we've been throughout Russia, Asia, we've been throughout the Philippines and Australia. New Zealand and Taiwan, and the Bahamas, yeah, and South America and Ghana.
Australia,
New Zealand. New Zealand, you just name it. And we're asked to come back again and again and again. And not because we're giving them something new or we're giving them a new religion, because we don't teach a religion, we teach a philosophy. And the philosophy is that which all the great philosophers, all the great religious leaders have ever taught throughout time. And that is, be yourself and have fun. Man, know thyself. Unto thine own self be true, and thou canst be false to no man. And it is a joy to go out and do this. And we'll be doing more. But in forthcoming talks, we'll be sharing more of the beautiful things that have happened. And it's a joy to speak with you today and share these thoughts with you. Just as an opening, we came home last night, and we got in about 10, 11 o'clock. And or midnight, actually, and it was a wonderful 6 weeks, one that we'll never forget. But we say that about all of our 6 weeks, is because they're all so grand and so wonderful. I love you, I bless you, and I see every good thing taking place in your life right now. And so it is.